What you're listening to is the sound of the jungle, the migrant refugee camp just outside Calais. Mostly you can hear generators, and around the generators are sat people plugging in their phones through USB connectors. There's people washing their feet ready for prayer time. Bicycles getting people to and from the town to do paperwork or to pick up halal supplies for the shops and restaurants. Some people bare feet, or donated shoes, some nice shoes around, some flip-flops. Some amazingly well-dressed individuals in traditional dress. It's unusual for people to actually let me take photographs, and I have been asking permission because some of these people's lives are in danger, so I will be as courteous as possible because I don't know any of these people's stories really. There's a lot of construction, some pretty big buildings, some as big as an actual house. Some of the bigger ones tend to be schools or large restaurant type areas. I dread to think what would happen if a storm came through here, because there's literally just pallets and plastic. So many people on their phones. The few that I've spoke to are talking to family. Some in Afghanistan, some in Somalia. The air at the moment is filled with quite an acrid smoke. I believe it's mostly wood and brush that somebody's clearing from a particular area. They're working really hard, trying to create a space for themselves in the chaos. People just want a sense of security, it seems, to feel safe. I'm looking at the fire now, and there's a guy raking and cutting and doing what he can to clear an area. I've seen mostly men because the women are kept in a separate part of the camp with the children. There's a lot of security around where they are, but I have seen women wandering around here. No children, but I did see children cycling and playing in another area. Somebody complaining at my camera, but it wasn't pointed at him right there and then. I kind of totally get that they must be sick and tired of people coming like tourists snapping, and I did have to get my press pass out at one point, even though I'm not really expecting anybody to pick up my meanderings. I'll be publishing on my own channels. But he wanted to see a press card. He wanted to make sure I wasn't a French journalist. He said he hated French journalists, but he liked the French. And that sentiment is has been mirrored. A few people here that I spoke to have said that England and France have been really helpful. I'm going to head out now. I've got to catch a ferry. I was meant to be staying here tonight. I'm not equipped now that I've arrived with a very small bag at the last minute, so I'm going to make my way to the ferry, maybe take a few photos on the way, and let you listen to the sounds of the, well, some will say refugee camp, some will say migrant camp. Everybody here just calls it the jungle. Where are you from?
I'm from Sudan.
Sudan?
Sudan, yeah.
And this is Sudanese, what
yes,
you're
Sudanese,
wearing.
Sudanese.
It's very impressive. Where are you going?
I'm going to Sudan.
You're going back to Sudan?
Sudan.
I'm going to London.
Oh, you're going to London?
I'm going to London, yeah. I'm going to London.
Good luck. So you will translate for me.
My friend, I'm going to get it.
You want a photograph with both of us? Okay, here we go. 1 minute. Oh, look, I can do it myself. Watch, ready? Okay, here we go. Maybe I'm trying to take a selfie with you. Here we go. Oh, just move this way. Just that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
What is your name?
My Hena Nafe.
Hena Nafe.
Nafe.
I'm Christian.
Thank you, my friend. What's your name?
Christian.
What?
Christian.
Christian. Thank you, Christian.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Shukran jazeelan.
Shukran jazeelan, mashallah.
That's not your fault. It's not your fault. You cannot go and clean. I was looking at the toilets and not impressive. What can you do? Good luck. Yeah, it was. I opened a door and there was a mountain of poo. I did photograph it and somebody apologized to me. I was going to go to the toilet, but I might wait. I just got to the edge of the camp now. There's a kid on a scooter. Looks like she's going to the children's area. Scooters and bicycles, very sensible. There's two soldiers standing on the top of a bridge. They look like soldiers. They might just be heavily armed police stopping people from getting onto the motorway. I'm wondering if this was where all the trouble was last night. Reports of tear gas and craziness. There was police at the top of this road here. I think people are trying to get onto trucks at this particular point before getting to the tunnel. This is the time when everybody starts to try. This is the time daily where they risk their lives. Once I pass under this bridge that I'm about to pass, I'll be on the 45 minute to an hour's walk back to the port. I have no idea if my yet to update watch is giving me the right time, but I'm hoping I can get the last ferry back. Just time for a few more photos. For what good they'll do, probably nothing. But we can but hope somebody will maybe feel like doing something. But as we know, it's only really the governments that can do anything, but on the whole, governments in other countries as well. Countries that are like Sudan. There's so many more people on the road out of the camp, sat by the main road, than there were when I came in. Just gonna clip my camera back on my sling. For those that are interested, I'm recording on two little microphones which are clipped to my chest. When I walk, I can hear a little bit of noise. They're binaural microphones spaced at about my ears apart, if that makes sense. And I found it was the best way for me to capture audio without upsetting too many people. Not that it's sneaky, it's just that I'm not lifting a lens to them all the time, and I'm able to, I guess, give you an idea of the surroundings. So I might actually jog a little bit, which is not going to be very interesting for anybody to listen to. So now I've left the camp and I'm heading to the port. I will bid you farewell, and I'll probably drop some content in the shape of video, audio, photos on documentary.com. Speak to you later.